What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Me either. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. Welcome. We were waiting for you all weekend. So fun.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Yes. Turns out I'm not the only one who hates Miss Rachel. Olivia.
How's that?
Olivia Munn is bitching about her. I'll tell you about it later. But it's just so funny because you haven't played that for a while and you've played it a couple times today. And I'm just like, ugh, just like nails on a chalkboard.
She's great. I like her.
Mm.
I'm a fan.
Take it out.
Okay. All right. I wasn't, that wasn't like an invitation to play more of her.
Well, Vinny likes it.
That's true. So I believe that. Drag me to brunch. Drag me to brunch. All this week, from 7:05 in the morning until 5:05 in the afternoon, we've got code words you use for your chance to win a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch. Vinny and I are hosting that. It's on June 28th at the W San Francisco. You get great seating, a meet and greet opportunity, including Deja Sky from RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, which is amazing. Brunch, of course. And you'll be qualified because it's right there in the name. Plus, you'll be qualified for the grand prize. It's a weekend stay there at the WSF. And a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train. Like, we are stoking you out. It's all courtesy of WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office is a sponsor on this as well. We certainly enjoy the Sheriff's Office.
Right. Heck yes.
Yeah. We had involvement with not the San Francisco police, but the Alameda police. I mean, that's, you know, cops.
Thanks for your service.
Good cops are great. I do love a good cop. All right. So let's see here. I will start with the box office over the weekend. Sorry about it, ballerina. The John Wick, the latest John Wick entry, came in second place. Not horrible. $25 million in 3,400 theaters. But not enough to beat Lilo and Stitch, which has already been out for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Mission Impossible also falling fast. 3 weeks out, it's in third place with $15 million. So overall, and look, this Lilo and Stitch, the live action version of this, I'm sure it's great. Have you guys gone to see it yet?
My kids saw it with the whole class went and saw it.
Oh, fun.
Like that last week when they were pretending to still be going to school for some reason, but not
at all. Did they do a field trip to the AMC?
They did a field trip to the movie theater and watched Lilo and Stitch. She liked it. She said it was good. I didn't see the ballerina going big just because it's such a specific genre and it's got a new character in it.
Yes.
Like I said, I think Ana de Armas is great. I don't think she's had her big star moment yet.
I'm with you. I know.
She's going to have it.
I think so, too. She's great in all the things I've seen her in.
And once that happens, then, you know, the other roles will, I think, you know, stream in.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it's, I honestly, if John Wick 4 hadn't sucked so bad, I would have been more compelled, I think. But I felt like. I don't know why I just don't care about this.
I
love the John Wick universe.
I do too, and I just haven't had daytime. I really need to watch it on a weekend, a vacation, or in the daytime. I can't get all adrenalized and amped up on a weeknight before bed. So there's a lot of stuff I won't watch, and like I just can't see myself pressing play on John Wick and then not being all, oh my God, get him.
Well, heart racing.
Yeah,
action.
All that stuff just means no sleep for me.
So Lilo and Stitch was number one, another $32 million. They're at like domestically, I only have domestic numbers. They're at like $335 million.
It's great.
I'm sure internationally they are crushing it. Ballerina from the world of John Wick. That was second place, so $25 million overall. Mission Impossible is in third place, about $150 million in America, North America, domestic. Karate Kid's Legends, that was its second week. That's at $35 million. That feels like that's okay.
That's pretty good for that movie.
The Final Destinations movie, that's been out for 4 weeks. That's at $123 million. but it's in fifth place. And then the Phoenician Scheme. This is officially its second weekend out. It was released like super limited, like maybe 50 theaters last week. And this week it's in 1600.
I thought you said it was like four theaters or something. Like it was.
Was it?
It was remarkably.
Hang on,
low.
I can actually find that.
And the reason I even remember was just
it was in six theaters.
What is the point?
Yeah.
Like why?
Sometimes they have to release things by a certain date to be eligible for other things.
Okay.
I don't really know why, Vin. Maybe they hope to get.
I remember you saying that six or something.
Six is the number.
Like very low and feeling like, what? Why?
Yeah.
They're hoping they get critics at those six screenings. And
is that it?
They have good things to say. And then when they release it wide, everybody will be like, oh, this New York Post says.
Okay.
Wes Anderson does it again.
That's a scheme just to like get some buzz going and let's see.
Oh, his films
dying
have
to see it.
A very narrow audience.
I agree.
I like them.
Me too.
I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying the audience is narrow.
Unless I don't know.
And running out to a theater? Nah.
I wonder what like the biggest grossing, Wes Anderson has been making movies for so long that some of them feel super old and dated now, like things that have been out for years and years and
like
years.
Like Rushmore.
Yeah. And I wonder if we can find the money that they made then extrapolated into today's dollars. Because that's the thing. It might look like they made $1 million, but in today's dollars, it's so much more.
I never read the article, and I don't even know if we can find it. I saw something to the effect of, why does this billionaire keep funding Wes Anderson's movies? And I went, maybe it's his dad.
Does he have someone?
I don't know,
but
there's someone who keeps funding his movies. So there's someone behind, someone who loves him.
Yeah.
Or there's someone who keeps chipping money off and saying, go make another piece of art, young man. And I don't.
Well, it's all about that aesthetic, right? So if you're a billionaire, if you're a billionaire and Wes Anderson needs some money, if I was, I'd be like, all right, Wes, I'd love to own a piece of that.
Maybe. Billionaires also don't part with their money easily. Like that's how they got billions.
If you were a giant fan and you were like, okay, I'll fund your movie, but I need you to do like production stills in all those saturated colors to fill this wing of my home.
I don't know.
I don't know.
And I never even, I'm telling you, I didn't even finish the story, so I don't know who the guy is or what his angle is.
That's kind of awesome. Because I can't imagine that they're like, he always has, it's often the same kind of cast, but he's got some big names in there. I think people either he's got the budget to pay those people what their agent is asking for.
He's the new Woody Allen.
Or they are like, right. They are like, I just love working with him.
Yeah. The Grand Budapest Hotel is his top grosser, $174 million.
Wow. Globally.
Globally. These are total numbers, worldwide gross.
That is a good one.
And then the Royal Tenenbaums, which I thought would be number one, but that's only $71 million.
Yeah, but I wonder if that made $71 million 20 years ago when it came out. You know what I mean?
There it is.
2001, yeah.
Wes Anderson's films are primarily funded by billionaire investor Stephen Rails.
Oh, Stephen,
I don't know that
Rails.
Name.
R-A-Y-L-E-S?
R-A-L-E-S. Wow. Who's been a key financier and producer since 07's Darjeeling Limited.
Which is a great movie.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, I love that one. And that has all the regular cast of characters. I find his movies to be like with a childlike simplicity and the lists and the graphs, and just, I find them to be so persnickety darling. Like,
they're comfort. They're comfort movies. If you love Wes Anderson, you can put on a Wes Anderson movie and be comfortable.
Yes.
He also pays his talent. They utilize the minimum fees for actors and deferred payments based on profits.
Oh. Like if this thing turns out to be a blockbuster, you'll get points on it.
And carefully selecting music to minimize costs.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So they're very careful.
Yeah.
Thrifty,
well, of course
he makes
lists. He sorts through. He decides what's important. We'll strike that from the list. I actually love ScarJo in his movies. He's been in the last couple. And even just watching her parts in the trailer for this movie, The Phoenician Scheme, which we're talking about The Phoenician Scheme, The Phoenician Scheme. It's a Wes Anderson movie. It really opened wide this past weekend, and it's in sixth place. But Scarlett Johansson's in the movie, and she's very deadpan. And she talks like this, and she tells you what exactly is going to happen. And then I will proceed around to the corner of the building, and I will meet you there. And we will there we will have a cigarette. Or, you know, whatever. Whatever they're going to do on the side of the building.
Pretty good.
Thank you. Yes, I agree. I just love the clipped delivery. And a lot of his dialogue is like that. I don't know. I get why people wouldn't like it, but I'm a huge fan. It feels artsy. Okay, so I'm not going to do this story, but I am going to read you the headline. Elon versus Trump. Who are you rooting for? Most of America says neither one of them. No one. No thanks. The end. Blake Lively. I may save this for a little later if we can't get to a lot of the details, but I guess there's some shop, and it's called Stony Clover. And this is in New York City, and it's a place where you would go in and you buy, or Stony Clover Lane, maybe. So Blake Lively goes in there, and she's going to get like just a purse or a little bag, but then you customize it. You can put letters and glitz and glamour and little patches and stuff onto this thing. I've never heard of this before. I don't know if it's a chain.
I'm on their website right now.
What do you think? You see what I'm talking about? So you buy the pouch, and then you are in the shop, and they sew all the things on
they
for you and customize
everything.
The thing.
Yep.
So it becomes, it's a regular sort of utility style bag. None of them look super fancy. Maybe they are, but they just look like kind of, you know, your tote bag, your little wrist bag, your, you know, a little
fanny
clutch.
Packs, bathroom tote bags, backpacks, all that stuff.
What did you say?
Bathroom bags.
Oh, sure. Right. With your toiletries and stuff. Mm. So you go in and you customize the thing, and everyone's happy, and then they leave. So there's some influencer who walked into the store when Blake Lively was in there. And I guess Blake was there with her kids and like a nanny and handlers, and there were bodyguards outside. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm sure everything was fine. But this influencer says it was honestly a horrible experience. I don't know how she has any fans anymore. This woman was shopping with her mom and sister. And I guess she has like 200,000 followers. Let's see if I can find her name here. It's almost like they're trying not to say her name. Landon. Landon is her name. So anyway, it sounds like Blake, these people slipped in, this influencer and her family slipped in under the noses of the security guards because they immediately felt like very unwelcome, and it was probably completely fine. And everyone is just looking for ways to poop on Blake Lively. But I guess that these people felt forced out of the store. And as soon as they exited, the security stood in front of the door of the store, as in, get out of here.
Mm.
So, and then instead she stood out on the street in front with the guy with the security guard behind her. And she just did this whole thing about how badly behaved she was. And she just made us feel, it was honestly a horrible experience. How does she have any followers? She's talking to the workers at the store. She was so rude. And the second we walked out, it was clear we were invading their space. The store, there's no sign that says you can't enter. That's my generic influencer voice.
It is so weird to see how the tide has turned on that couple.
No question.
Yikes.
In case you're interested in what Blake got at Stony Clover, she posted a couple of pictures with her name, her initial for B, and Ryan's initial, and an ice cream cone, a little taxi cab, and a star. And a Ferris wheel. It's cute.
I mean, I don't know what that influencer was hoping for. Hugs? Hugs? You want a hug? Can we hug? Do you want photos? You want to take some photos?
I think she was hoping for what she got. She saw a celebrity, and she wanted people to go, oh my God, and make a million comments and share. And get me more. Get me over 200,000. She's at 197, you guys.
I bet she's over now.
I don't. Yeah. Can you find her name? I don't even see your damn name here. Although, I don't know why I want to help her get it. Landon something. No, just Jess Landon. She's on TikTok.
Don't follow Landon. Mason on the mic. That lady posts all the time.
Yeah, I actually do. And
she's doing a radio show and an Instagram show all day, every day.
She's amazing. What you got coming up, Vin?
Well, I got a lot of stuff, including a plastic surgeon say what not to get.
Okay.
After these. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Ooh, baby, it's raining. It's actually just like misting right now. But, it's close. Thanks, Rihanna. I like that one. That's a good song. It's Alice at 97.3. And we got the good vibes and the variety and the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Watch video clips from our show on our YouTube channel. So easy. Smash that subscribe button. YouTube.com/@RadioAlice973.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lola Young.
All right.
All this week, listen to Jane at 6:05 p.m. for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Lola Young on December 4th. It's so close. It's right around the corner, everyone.
It's actually further away than you think. It's a few months from now.
Lola Young on December 4th at Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. Thank you, Another Planet and Lola Young on the Jane Show, everyone. Get your tickets. Tickets!
Step right up.
All right.
Because I'm too
busy. So, overcast here in downtown San Francisco. I don't know which building it is. I tried to figure it out on my drive in and I can't, but they've got the rainbow crown on top of one of the buildings here. And it you could just see it glowing through the fog or the overcast conditions. Look killer. Really nice. Unfortunately, it'd probably look better on a nice, clear, sunny morning, but not today. Morning clouds, sun later, highs just getting over 80 in the inland areas, so gonna be warm. Okay, couple quick things. This is just a quick note. There have been big protests in LA all weekend long. They're protesting the immigration raids. And there were some 60 people were arrested last night here in downtown San Francisco, it looks like. So, and there were absolutely on market as I pulled up, I was looking around and there a bunch of stuff got tagged with spray paint. Mm. So there's no question the people are out and
outraged.
Letting their voices be heard. So be aware of that in LA and also here in San Francisco. The story I teased you with is plastic surgeons reveal the procedures they'd never get.
Oh.
And why? These are the kinds of things that I like to look at. I don't have any plastic surgery or any hopes of it. And really don't believe in it
personally.
But I know a lot of people get stuff.
If we were on TV, I bet you there'd be a lot more pressure to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're
being on YouTube, not as big a deal.
We're on YouTube, and I definitely went, boy, I probably should order a couple other clothing items.
So I did that too. I was like, I gotta get some new t-shirts.
I gotta, mix it up a little.
Unfortunately. Got my MTV t-shirt on today.
You look great.
See me over there?
It's a cool shirt.
Yeah, I like it. I wouldn't, if it wasn't 3,000 degrees in here, you wouldn't even get to see it. It'd be under my sweatshirt.
If I could, real quick, Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Vincenzo.
You normally don't wear deodorant or antiperspirant, right?
Yeah,
right.
Occasionally.
Did you put any on today?
No.
So we're going to find out if you...
We're going to find out how sweatless you are.
I'll let you know at the end of the show because we're in this room all day together.
So. And as are we in this other room. But yeah. I'd be interested to see if you pit out that sweatshirt.
We can do a sniff test.
We should. We should do should we do like a before sniff test now?
Go sniff her while I
how
do
come
some
I
new
have to sniff her?
Well, because...
All right, I'll sniff you. Come on in. Just come over here. Come to me, girl.
Plastic surgeons reveal the procedures they'd never get and why. And I don't know if these are top plastic surgeons or just people on the internet who've decided. Oh, you checked each other.
We're just absolutely scentless. Scentless.
And but she is where you were wearing a t-shirt. She is wearing a sweater.
I know. Well, because no one gave us the memo that it was going to be. I'm sorry that you have a sweater on. Do you have something underneath that or just a bra?
I'm wearing a sports bra.
Oh, boy. Mm. Well, it might come to that.
I hate to break it to you guys. It's not hot in this room.
Is it pretending? Is it noticeably hotter in this room when you walk in?
Yes.
Yeah, your room's definitely hotter.
Why does our room have to be hotter?
Because you're a mouth breather.
By the way, they did send an email out about this yesterday, and I didn't see it till this morning. So
I didn't get it.
Sunday is God's day. I don't need to be working. Sorry.
It's fine, I guess. I don't know what we could have done about it except wear our bikinis.
Anyway, back to the plastic surgeons reveal the procedures they'd never get and why. This was on Reddit. It got a lot of run. People were into it. It's just like that Kylie who said, "Here's my boob order. This is what I got. And people went crazy for it because they want to know all the details of what someone with big money would spend and what they'd
and
get.
Which doctor they'd go to.
Exactly,
she gave the
right.
name of the doctor and exactly how big the implant, how she had them done. Okay, so these are the things that plastic surgeons say, "I'll never do that."
Brazilian butt lifts top the list.
Oh.
This is the procedure that involves transferring of fat from other places to the butt to increase the volume and shape, and it drew the strongest criticism. They say there are, unfortunately, higher complication rates with that than anything. That includes bleeding, deformity, pain, blood clots, fat embolism.
Oh, boy.
And death.
Oh, well, couldn't you technically die from any of this stuff? Anytime they put you out, you could die.
I understand. Yes, I agree. And still, if you just want a nice ass.
Try squatting.
Try that.
I don't know. Because I have seen some that, you know how, I can't think of the name of it, but it's like bad doctor or they fix it. They fix the thing that happened to some bad thing. They got a bad butt surgery and now they go to this guy and he fixes it. It's a show. It's on like Bravo or something. Of course it is.
The recovery from BBL includes lying on your stomach for several weeks.
Oh boy.
Which I couldn't even do.
No, I'm a side sleeper.
Yeah, I'm a side sleeper as well. And I also, if I have to, I'll go back, but I'll go this side, back.
Thank you.
Other side, this side, back, other side. Yeah. I never lay on my belly.
So on that show, Botched, with these people who get the butt things, there'll be like one cheek will actually come out right. And it'll be like, okay. And then the other one, the fat starts slipping down the leg. Like it's bad. And that's just like when it's aesthetically bad. That's not even this like fat embolism or whatever you said it was.
One of the doctors added that reversing the effects of a Brazilian butt lift is extremely difficult if complications arise or beauty standards change, which is, you know, there's a lot of people out there with tramp stamps going, hey,
let's get this thing off of here.
Well, you know, if you waited, they seem to be coming back. So you may have
Who's
just
telling us that.
I don't know.
Maddie.
Yeah, but what is Maddie know? Why are we listening to Maddie? You have a tramp stamp or something and you're trying to convince us that it's back in?
I've never heard of liquid rhinoplasty.
Liquid rhinoplasty? Oh.
Liquid rhinoplasty. They say this is another one that people shouldn't be getting. It's a non-surgical nose reshaping using dermal fillers.
Oh.
The nose and area between the eyes carry fine arteries that can cause severe skin damage if they're inadvertently injected with filler. I've never even heard of that one.
No. This is what, if your nose is like too skinny? I don't understand how they can be calling it even rhinoplasty.
I don't know.
Wow.
When done unsafely by untrained providers, I'm guessing this is in some way to fix a nose, whatever your thing is, without having the full-on surgery.
Right.
Like this is the, I only have this much. What can I get?
What can I get?
I bet it's like if you have a bump in your nose, for example, they use liquid like above and below the bump so that then you have a straight line.
It's like a minor reshaping without having the full surgery. Christina, my wife got something done because it was done for sleep, but they also had to straighten her nose out. And it is so strange when you've looked at someone's face for however many years, 15 years, something like right. that. And then now her nose is straight. It was crooked and now it's straight. I'm over it now. But at first I was absolutely like, this is so weird looking, like, you know, when you're face to face and you're just like, whoa.
I'm used to it being this other way.
I'm totally.
How is the breathing?
It's better.
Sleeping?
She sleeps better.
That's
yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That is great. Because yep. it sounded like that was intensely painful recovery.
Yes, she was very bummed. Mm. Absolutely.
And then she was like, do not touch. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Like, flinch.
Yeah.
Like, if you just got near her, she, yeah.
Do I get it? All right, take so it much easy. Pain.
But she had.
She had full.
Almost back to back. She had the gum surgery that you got, which was also painful to watch. And then got the nose thing done.
How did her gum surgery come out?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
That actually worked?
I don't know that.
I know. It's so, don't let them trick you into it, you guys.
I don't know that it was remarkable, but it was very painful based on her reports. Mm. And you seem to have not enjoyed it.
Oh, I hated it.
I had it done too.
Did it work?
I don't know. I really don't know.
You
honestly,
had the gum, your gums pulled down or what do they do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever they did, they went in and I had to.
And like, it hurt like a huckabuck, right?
They didn't do them all at once. They did one side and then they did the other side.
Oh, I was like, do it all. I know. I was like, I don't want to come back here. I know I won't if it hurts to recover.
Pain?
It was very painful. I mean, and it was, and honestly, I don't even know.
Worse than your
I
hip?
I feel like I got talked into.
Yes.
I got talked into it and
they
I went
make
to another
it sound
dentist
like
and they were like
your
gums
teeth
are
going to yeah. fall out. And then there, and then as I'm signing the waivers and stuff, it says, you know, that this is a an aesthetic procedure. I'm like,
it's plastic surgery.
I don't want an aesthetic procedure. Like, you told me I needed this because my teeth are going to fall out. Whatever. Do whatever works for you. I'm not telling people what to do anymore.
Back to the plastic surgery that plastic surgeons themselves would not get. Okay. They say buccal fat removal. Is that your cheeks?
I think that it's from your. It's to make you have sharper cheekbones. Like, kind of sucks out the cheek. Yeah, maybe it's like cheek and jowl.
Yeah.
Is it? Now I've heard it said buccal, buccal, buccal.
I don't know.
Buccali.
You guys Buccalia. Look that up while I finish my story.
It removes the fat pads from the lower cheeks, creating a slimmer face and emphasizing cheekbones and jawline.
I'm going to get that done. I need that.
Well, I've heard you can cut out sugar and that'll help considerably.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can do buckle. That.
Oh, it's buckle. B-U-C-H-A-L?
Mm-hmm. B-U-C-C-A-L is how it's pronounced.
Oh.
But it's
how it's spelled.
Buckle. Yeah.
B-U-C-C-A-L?
Anyway, buckle. These are some of the surgeries that these doctors say they would not get. There's another one called fox eye trend and thread lifts. I would not get the fox eye procedure,
what's
says
that?
This doctor. They say the procedure popularized by celebrities and influencers attempts to recreate an almond eye shape via surgical or non-surgical means.
Like you would take a piece of tape and pull your eyes out?
One of the things that this gal I dated was a model. She absolutely made a living doing, she went to Europe, did runways, the whole thing. She had these, her eyes were insanely beautiful. They were like, I don't even know how to describe it, but I guess it's that.
Mm.
They definitely had like a cat eye look or something, very right. like
long and up tilted.
But they were naturally that way. Yeah. She didn't have that done. So I don't know if you can recreate that or if it's another one of those. Whoa, what happened to you?
Yeah.
Well, I tried to be more beautiful and now
I'm less beautiful.
Anyway.
Okay, so that's the fox one. And what was the other one there? Thread lift?
Thread lift is, let me see if I can find that fast enough to be.
Is it like little invisible threads that pull back your cheeks a little bit? Like that would be great.
Non-surgical options such as thread lifts are not better. Thread lifting can cause thread extrusion, palpable nodules or bumps, puckering or dimples.
Mm.
Well, now you know, like everyone, and this was from Newsweek. So if you want to look this up, Newsweek put out a story about what plastic surgeons would never get.
I never even heard of the thread lift. Sounds great.
Does it?
No. None of them do.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
You're beautiful just the way you are.
You are beautiful just the way you are. You're perfect.
Bob,
you're exactly who you should be.
Do you look in the mirror and feel that way about yourself?
Does anybody
yes
really?
And no at the same time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
There's things I'm happy with. There's things I'm not happy with. There's things I'm like, I'm never going to look like Kylie Jenner, you know?
But, that's okay. But then you just say, nobody's perfect. Like, you just can't spend your life worrying about that.
I was telling someone this weekend that I've been self-conscious about my body since I was like before kindergarten. I remember getting my first two-piece bathing suit and my best friend in kindergarten recommended one from Walmart or something. She was like, oh, it's so great. The bottoms are shorts, so it's more flattering. At 5 years old.
Yikes. So
it's a lifelong battle I'm coming to terms with.
Well, you're a very
Chicks
confident
and
woman.
Pressure. You are.
So I feel like
you're not radiating non-confidence. In fact, the way you give it to Vinny, I very much
enjoy. But I think it's
it.
For everyone, and I don't think it's women only. I think we all are.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yep. A lot of pressure to look a certain way and to fit into certain sizes or to have a big butt or, you know, whatever the thing of the moment is.
I told you guys my six-year-old has a weird thing about my nipples. Like, you shouldn't have your shirt off, Dad. And it turns out it's because she's not supposed to have her shirt off. So she has gotten a weird idea about that nipples are gross. Mm. And I'm like, your body's not gross. There's nothing like, but I get it. Like, if you're telling someone who doesn't fully understand the whole reason behind it, they would just go, why are boys showing their nipples when we don't?
Yeah.
They're disgusting. What? Who told you that? I guess society did, didn't it?
Thanks, society.
Everything's got to be explained.
Yeah. I
including don't wear your socks twice in a row. Like, that is not how you do underwear.
Yeah, I've been wearing these socks for like 3 days.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
Liar.
I got home that day after we...
When you're 5 years old and you get the recommendation?
No. After you talked about the socks and not wearing them twice. Oh. And I looked at the floor of my room and I had like four pairs of half-worn socks. And I was like, all right, they're going in the laundry.
I could probably wear these again.
I need to change my ways.
I mean, I'm trying to bring this kid up. I'm trying to teach her stuff. Yeah. One of the things that happened over the weekend, because school got out.
Yes.
School is out, everybody.
School's out for the summer.
There's a knock at the door.
Yes.
And I open it and it's some little boy.
Oh.
And he's got the same mess of teeth that my daughter has. Uh-huh. So they're the same age. You know, that whole like
11-year-old
one's missing,
mouse.
One's coming out of here. And he goes, is Isla here? And I'm like, is this the first boy that's ever come? It is.
Jimmy come a court.
This is the first boy.
That's so fun.
And I had to go get her. And then I'm like.
Well, she had the dinosaur kid, but she was just too young for it to be.
They're still very good friends. They're neighbor next door neighbors with him. But no, this was.
The girl next door.
This is a name. Let's put it this way. This is a name I've heard before. And then when I said, and who are you? And he said it, I went, oh.
Your boyfriend's here! Dad, be cool!
You're the guy!
Did you invite him in or make him wait on the porch?
I made him wait on the porch. Of course I did. Are you kidding me? I didn't give him any trouble, though, or let on that I knew who he was. I just, hold on. Let me go get her.
Let me get her.
But it's on. It's happening.
Isla, your grandpa seems really nice. I'm just kidding. Wow. You're so handsome.
You are not my friend.
I am your
You're
friend.
You're not.
I am.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see here. Maddie, I gave Love on the Spectrum a second chance because of what you said a while back. I'm almost done with a third season. It does give all the feels, the good feels.
It does.
I don't remember you trying to sell that to us, but okay.
I mentioned it, and he was saying that he'd torn through it. Like, I didn't realize that you were a super fan of it.
Super fan.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, I got something else for you today. I got Virgins, Pride, and Dudes Alone in the Theater at Kids Movies.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.